तन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो भिनेतु तं सर्वभूत हृदयं मुनिमान की कर तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। मेक इट सम बिगर नॉट लाइक दिस। Heard from the mouth of Sukadeva Goswami and made her like mother, motherlyhood, and sent to Golok that even a person to kill Krishna going. But he took the form of a very lovely mother and told, "Oh, my Lala, my dear son, oh, you should take my milk." Only this pose made Krishna happy. So if anyone like real motherlyhood, he will call Lala. Then what Krishna can give, what he has to give? If he has given this high class of liberation and Golok Gati, that what remains that if anyone with love and affection and serve Krishna in motherly and fatherlyhood, what Krishna will give? So Sukadeva Goswami is wondering. Krishna has nothing to give. He has given to this demon this thing. Then what he will give? So I am very puzzled to think. And Parikshit Maharaj was telling to him, "Oh, very sweet Lord. I want that you should. You should explain more sweet pastimes and very strong pastimes. They are by hearing bhakti harau tat purusecha sakhyam tadevaharam vadamanyasecha. If I am qualified to hear, oh please, you must please tell all the other pastimes of sweet pastimes of Krishna. By hearing that, harau tat purushe sakham bhakti bhava. Bhakti bhava. Or stronger in this and sakham bhave. Also sakham comes. By hearing. So it has been told. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. First place of hearing. This is always here. Or don't see him. Or
what you are doing?
Here we are. So, if anyone Jnani Prayasamudaparsanamandeva Jivanti Sanmukharinta Bhavadiya Vartam Sthane Sthita Tanuvangmanu Viprayasu Ajit Satang Prasangam Mama Virjasam Bhavancherita Karnara Sajana Sata Tajyo Sanataya Suapabhadva Vatmani Padarati Bhaktir Bhavishya Satang Prasangam Virjasam. In the associate of bhakti, in the council of bhakti, always they each other by questioning and by explaining bhakti. Very powerful. They have nothing, no business at all other than this. They weep themselves, and they make wealth weep to others also, inspiring his heart and inspiring others' heart. Then gradually lust will go, anger will go, and all evils will go, and quickly Hari Bhakti will come, Nishtha will come, then Rati will come, then Prem will come, and then you can start Radha Krishna Kanjugal. So I want to hear the Balya Leela of Krishna. I want to hear the very sweet pastimes of Krishna when he was in boyhood. And then he began to tell. Once, after 30 days passed, and same Rohini Nakshatra with Ashtami came. Not on the end of year, only after 30 days. Oh, they rotated in 27 days. Oh. So at that day, Yashoda was very absorbed in making Mahotsav of his son. And at once he saw Krishna at that day, he changed his soul. Oh, he became so happy. Up till now, Krishna what doing? He had not power to move here and there. Never. Sometimes it may be mosquito make up, bite or anything. But he will come, he will weep. And what doing? Hands and feet. Weeping. Sometimes laughing, sometimes keeping. Oh, supreme personality. Supreme personality. Having all kinds of opulence. But here, he is not in a stage that he can move. He can, himself, he cannot see it. Mother will come and may tell that, oh, you should see it like. So after 30 days, at once, automatically, Krishna changed his position like this. And mother became very happy. She called her all neighbors and kutumba relatives. Oh, and when they heard, they became very happy. Oh, this boy has changed his. And today is his birthday. So they began to make a mahotsav. All gopis came. And they began to sing, dance. Each other laughing, making laughing. Govinda damo dharmadveti. Govinda damo dharmadveti. Govinda damo dharmadveti. Govinda damo. or totally absorbed in singing. And Mother Yashoda preparing so many various kinds of preparation, sweet and all other things. Puri, kachaudi, laddu, halwa, mohan laddu, and so many things. It can be prepared when in India, in Braj. Manohar laddu, oh, even Krishna, oh, forgets everything by taking this Manohar laddu. Oh, rasamalai, you know, rasamalai. When you will see, oh, rush will come here and it will come. So how many things she was making. She was very expert in making all these things. And what doing? Govinda damo dharma dhameti. She had taken Govinda damo dharma. In other hand, what Nand Baba was doing? Oh, he was so happy, so happy. Sometimes coming and kissing Krishna. And sometimes going out and welcoming all other gopis and others. And what doing? Playing with dadhi and haldi mishrit. And so there was so muddy in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. Oh, dadhi, keech. There was mud of yogurt here, there. All were very happy. And not only this, he was donating so many cows with calves, with so much milk, not old, rejected. Oh, very, giving 40 kilos, more than 40, 60 kilos milk. And their horns with goldens, and their silken, and their course, oops, with silken, and thousand, oh, calves, with calves, oh, she was giving calves to Brahmins. All they were very happy. He was giving, donating so much grain, oh, paddy, and so many things. Teal. Tashmi seed and so many things. So all were very happy. And in the meantime, Yashoda forget Krishna in this thing. And Krishna what doing? Under a big cord, dolak cord, four wheels, very big cord, gada, not gadi, gada. Braj mein gada kahte hain. Or so much decorated and very vague. And all the utensils and curd, or milk, ghee, butter, everything was full of there. And Krishna, oh, he was lying down on a palanko. Shrim. And palanko means?
Palki.
Oh, palki, but moving like this. Oh. She was hang on from the bamboos of the cord, under cord. I have done for safe like this. He will be safe there, and there will be no sun rays for this. In the meantime, Krishna was sometimes laughing and sometimes sleeping, sometimes taking his dog and device. At once. At demon. He was demon, but very powerful. They can change their form. They can be dogs, hawks, they can be very beautiful women or anything they can by their
majestic power.
He heard that Putana went there to kill the son of Nanda Baba. But she never returned to tell, give this message that what became. but afterward, by his coffee, a police intelligence bureau, he knew everything. Everything he knew. Then he told his friend that go, but be careful. Don't have any form. Only in air form you can go. And very easily you should kill and then return back to me. And that is why that demon, he became like air. And he went in that cord. And he wanted to crush Krishna under that cord. And his whole power he used. And then the Gada, very big cord, began to go down in earth. But Krishna was playing with so many boys there. And at once, like kicking that bullock cord from his toe, only he touched. And what became? At once the bullock, very heavy cord, and it was upshot, turned out, down, and all the vessels. Because there were clay pots, very big, all smashed. And big sound came. And they were thinking, what became? What of boy? Whether he is alive or he has died, all run away to see. And they saw that cord is now ulat gai.
Turnover.
But boy is safe. How it became? They could not understand. The small boys, naked boys, they began to tell in their broken language. Ba 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 ba. Like ba 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 ba. Ki 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 Krishna. Ta 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 touched. The card. And da da dash. Ka ka card. But anyone not believed what happened. What happened? They could not believe. That boy, how he can be powerful, so powerful, that he can do? But he can do. Here is the wonderful thing in Krishna. There are two kinds of Krishna pastimes. One Aishwaryamayi and other is Madhurjamayi. One with opulence and others are very
sweetness.
Like human voice. Laukik bhav ki tarah. Like human nature pastimes. And first, Aishwaryamayi Leela, opulence. Anyone cannot do like that. But you should know that Krishna may be in Vrindavan, Braja, anywhere, but he cannot hide his opulences. Whether there is opulence or not opulence, but he is doing like man, human-like. These leelas, pastimes are called Madhurjamayi. And where? Though there is Madhur Leela, but it is covered with all kinds of opulence. What is this? Aishwaryamayi. To take Govardhan, at once, uproot and keep whole Govardhan Parvat on his left finger. Is it not easy? Even any demons cannot do. They cannot. What is this Leela? Opulence may. But Krishna, not being so much weak, only that simple boy of 7 years. And at once he pulled out Govardhan and kept here for 7 days. What doing? Smiling. Oh, looking from the corner of his eyes. Where? Oh, to Radhika and other gopis. Oh, this is what is? This is Madhurya Leela. In all Leelas, past times, Aishwarya is bound to be there. Some may say that, oh, Madhurya Leela is that where no opulence. No, with opulence. But opulence will be covered totally by Madhurya. And in Dwarka, opulence. A man cannot do like this. At a same time, he was marrying somewhere to Chandra, Rukmini, or some Satyabhama. Sometimes he was giving for sacrifices, and sometimes. So, with 16,108 wives, he was doing in different things. Oh, only Krishna can do. No. So, this is opulence. Sometimes being four-handed. In Braja, he cannot keep his four hands, only two hands, like human life. So, in Braja, oh, Madhurya Leela. This is very sweet and more powerful. More powerful. The Leela which will be more sweet, it will be more powerful. If you are hearing the pastimes of Nrisingadev, Ramchandra and others, very powerful, no doubt. Very powerful. But most powerful, oh, Damodar Leela. No, most powerful, more than then, 1,000 times. And with gopis, oh, 1,000 more times, more better, more stronger. Ras Leela, Ichuda Chakravartini. What? All pastimes. More, it is strong. So if anyone is hearing Prahlad Charitra or any Damodar Leela, and one person is hearing Ras Leela with gopis of Krishna. Oh, this will be very, very strong. The fruit of what? This. Oh, gopi anugatya will come. And here, hearing Damodar Leela, what will go? Anugatya of Mother Yashoda, motherlyhood may come. So, Sukadeva Goswami has told all this thing very, very vividly. So, here, at that time, Mother Yashoda, she had taken bath. And she was donating also. Nanda Baba donating and doing all these things. But when they heard this so much noise, they came at once. And the boys were explaining like this. But they never believed that, oh, Krishna can do that. But Krishna can do. By his eyes he can do. By wish he can do anything. First he was playing sweet pastimes. Why? That in future all will hear these pastimes and they will be very attached to Krishna. So, what became of that demon? They saw, oh, there was a demon here dying. Then Gargacharya and all other, no, Shandilya and all other came. And Yashoda Mahārāja was so fearing. What to do now? Why these sufferings are coming? Then all the Brahmins, or they recited what? Purushusukta mantra. And they brought any black cow. The black cows will tell the last portion was given in cow dung and cow urine and it was mixed. And with the black cow's black tail, it was done like Abhishek to Krishna. And all were reciting so many mantras. Mother, don't be worried. Oh, everything will go. Hakini, Dakini, Sakini, Pishakini, all will go. Means? What? All will go. So this pastime. One day, after 30 days perhaps, more, 90 days, one day, Yashoda mother Yashoda, taking Krishna in his lap and giving his breast milk, and she was supporting and nursing Krishna. In the meantime, Kansa again sent any demon. And he told him, be careful of that boy, very, very tricky. So you should be careful. Oh. Then he was very careful and came. At that time, Mother Yashoda was giving milk to Krishna. Krishna knew that this demon is coming. And he came in what shape? Trinavarta. Like a big whirling. In whirling, I have seen in India. Or like the, taking everything, uprooting big trees and taking them in a sky and from there. You know? Very powerful. They can take your houses and everything upside. From sea or big fishes with water, they can pull it. And they can fell down here and there. So he take a shape of that whirlwind. And he wanted to take Krishna in his sky. And to throw Krishna from there, that Krishna should be totally smashed. Here Krishna, being in the lap of Mother Yashoda, he was seeing that so many birds are in the sky there. They are flying here. Oh, I want to fly like that. And that is why Jogmaya called that demon. And he came. He became so heavy, more than so many quintals, so heavy. So Yashoda mother could not bear the weight of Krishna. So quickly she put him down. Why? Jogmaya did it. That Krishna want to fly, Yashoda cannot. So I should anyhow separate. So she was doing. And in the time the whirlwind came and took Krishna, that demon took Krishna and flied in the air. Here and there he was flying. Oh, Krishna was, enjoying. And after that, demon wanted to throw him off, that he should be killed. But Krishna took the, like this, and he did his, and then Rasagulla-like eyes came out. He could not take breathing. And what became? Oh, he came down on a big stone. And he was tired. But Krishna, taking still, and he came down easily, like aeroplane. He was thinking, what should I do? I have only kept my hands in his neck. And if Rasagulla comes and he dies, then what should I do? What is this? First we should know. What is the essence of this Shakatasura? What? Shakatasura, first. What is the essence? What are the teaching? Do you remember I should say? Do you remember? All Vedic denying the shape of Krishna, qualities of self, and worldly logics having, and you should explain.
Explain the significance of the pastime of the killing of Shakatasura, the god demon. So, Krishna's pastimes have two aspects. Some people think, is this pastime true or is it allegory? And what is the answer? It is true and it is also allegory. Both things. Krishna performed this pastime.
Especially, today's this logics in today in what scientists they think that bogus things are there. No God. And if God, no attribute, no form, nothing, no qualities. Oh, we are God. We can create gods. And we are the creator of God, they think. Then this is bogus idea. Those who have this, they are Shakatasura. Demon Shakatasura. All the historians, all the physicians, all these
scientists
and doctors, all are like bogus training. They don't believe in God. And if they are believing God, oh, very good. Very good. Thank for them. Oh, one day it will come a day that when scientists and astrologers and all will believe in God. In papers, in anywhere in history, we saw a very big article and important article. Oh, so many scientists have written that God is there. We should meditate. By meditation, we can change our fate and everything. To go on.
So Shakatasura, he came to Vrindavan and he has no shape, no form. So those who are speculators, philosophers, scientists, then they have an idea. God has no form. The soul has no form.
There is no God at all. Like Buddhism. Buddhism is bogus thing. If anything is bogus, first it is Buddhism. And Buddhas, all Buddhas like mad persons.
So Shakatasura came and he was in one cart.
Oh, I request you, don't hear Buddhism. Never. They are rejected by Indian philosophers, bhakts and everything. So he was uprooted in India and it went only
Thailand and China
and others.
So Shakatasura, he's like a cart. Cart means carrying so many things. So a learned person, then they carry so much knowledge, so much information. Then they study all of the Vedas and carrying all the Vedic knowledge in their mind. But actually, they don't understand the meaning of the Vedas. This is only a burden for them. They cannot help themselves and they cannot help others. So it's just ignorant persons who studied all of the Vedas, yet they don't accept that God is the Supreme Lord and we are His eternal servants. Then they're like Shakatasura. And Krishna, very easily, he kills them and destroys them. And if anyone is following them, but they hear these very powerful pastimes of Krishna, then what will happen? This tendency in the heart to go for material knowledge and not respect and serve the Supreme Lord, this quality, this will also be killed, simply by hearing this very powerful pastime.
Very good. Thank you. Also, the devotees who have taken so-called initiation, they don't believe in God. And Guru, that Guru can see me. They are like also that demon. Those who don't believe that by name we can achieve everything, our life will be successful. So much wealth, reputation or so much opulence and everything will come, and we will have liberation. Moreover, we will have love and affection to Krishna. Those who don't believe, they always engaging their energies in what? Making money. So they can give up chanting Hari name, and they will think that I should make money to be happy. They are also like demons. They are more than that kinds of demons. Those who are from outside, they appear demons. But these demons, in hide way, they can cheat devotees. So be careful from them. Be very faithful. Strong faith in Krishna name. That Krishna name can give you anything you like. If you want money, not money. You want to anything. Liberation even. Krishna prem. Krishna can give you. Those who are thinking like that, they are devotees. And against this, all are demons. What is the essence of Trinavart? What? Gati. Like disciples who are not obeying, disobeying their Gurudev. Same Gati. Don't waste time.
Gurudev ordered me to tell what is the essence of the story of Trinavarta, the whirlwind demon who took Krishna away into the sky. The trina, or straw, and duli, dust, which was twirling around, represents logic and arguments which are against bhakti, and therefore which are illogical. And Krishna can destroy all false logic and argument which is against bhakti. Anyone who follows the bona fide guru, who knows the meanings of Shastra, he can destroy all atheistic arguments and logics like Mayavad, Smarta, impersonalism, and again the scientists. Also the logic, so-called logic, that doesn't believe that simply by hearing these sweet pastimes of Krishna, Vikritam Rajabadubir Idam Chavishnu, simply by hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna in Braj, particularly the Rasa-lila pastimes, from the lips of the pure devotees in disciplic succession, all calm, crowd, lobe, lust, anger, greed, pride, illusion, and envy, all disappear from the heart, because prema bhakti, who is in the heart of the pure devotee, comes from his heart into the heart of the faithful hearer, who is hearing these pastimes with honor. And that Hari Katha, Krishna himself, washes away all impediments from many millions of births. Those who use logic, material logic, and argument that this is not possible, that first we have to get rid of lust, anger, and greed, and then we can hear from a self-realized soul these sweet pastimes. This is also atheistic logic and arguments, and this is confirmed by all of our acharyas. So taking shelter of Krishna through his bona fide representatives, all these bogus arguments and logic are destroyed.
Thank you. Once, Mother Yashoda. Taking Krishna in his lap, quite naked. Krishna was taking milk of Mother Yashoda. And she at once saw that Krishna is taking yawning. And she saw in the mouth of Krishna all universe. Not only one, lakhs and lakhs universe. So many Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, all. She saw even Braja in the mouth of Krishna. Everything she saw. And, what is this? Am I dreaming? What I am doing? So you should believe that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. In one, he is Oh, he has lakhs and lakhs universe. Anyone cannot have. So Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. What became of Yashoda? What she thought? Very wonderful. Whether I am sleeping or I am dreaming or what doing, she took water and gave. What is this? Oh, what I saw. And then she told to Nanda Baba, and Nanda Baba called all the Purohit and they came. And then again reciting mantra. Here is this something. And what is that? Arjun was the friend of Krishna. And he saw a universal shape. And he became puzzled. And he prayed to Krishna, seeing this universal. All whole universe was in the mouth of Krishna. He saw. And all are dying. All are dead in his mouth, he saw. Then Arjun began to tell something, folding his hands. Oh, my dear Prabhu, you are himself God of gods, Supreme Lord. I have done mistake, I have done wrong. I have done offenses in your lotus feet to tell you that you are my friend. I have told that, look after these horses and take me in the middle of battlefield. From today, from this time, I am promising that I will never tell Prabhu, forgive me for this act. Also, you see that mother Devaki and Vasudev in the jail of Kansa, they saw that 400 Krishna is there. And they began to glorify Krishna. You are Lord of Lords. They forgot that Krishna is their son. But for Yashoda, nothing. He only thought that any ghost has come and did like this. So, he never thought that Krishna is Supreme Lord. He never did like this. Never and never. Even their Shakha, if they can see this, they will only tell, Kanaya, Kanu, what became this? They saw sometimes, but they don't care for this. They never see. So, the love and affection of Mother Yashoda is 1,000 times better than, superior than that of Devaki and Vasudev. Then Arjun even 1,000 and 1,000 times. We cannot compare. Krishna may show his 400 shape, form to gopis, and what he will do? Oh, Narayan, namaskaram, namaskaram. Can you give me that boon that our love and affection should be in so much attached to Krishna? Our beloved is Krishna. Where he is, can you tell? If you are Bhagavan, then you may tell him. Help us this. They never believe a 400. And when Yashoda came in front of, he could not keep his 400. He forget to keep. And only 2 hands were there. When Radhika came. So, these are the superiority of gopis and Brajavasis only. They don't believe that Krishna is God. But all the Mathuravasi and Dwarkavasi and all the rishi like Narad or Gargacharya and all, they know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, they will do like this. When Narad will come, once Narad came in the courtyard of Krishna, Mother Yashoda. And what Mother Yashoda was doing? Oh, naughty boy, you should be there. I just decorated you with fine garments and so many things, and you are so naughty that you have made it dirty. I will not take you in my lab. Go, from here. And then Krishna, what doing? Weeping, weeping, weeping. Mother, mother. Oh, don't come to me. Don't come to me. Narad told. Oh, he's supreme of Lord of Lords. I've been in Mother Yashoda. What she has done in previous birth. That she is chastising even Lord of Lords, this Krishna. And when Narad Yashoda mother saw Narada Rishi, oh, she became dumb. What? Is this one? And she took the dust of the lotus feet of Narad and he rubbed in the bodies of Krishna. Krishna may be happy. And she took also the feet dust of. This Yashoda mother is more than thousand and lakhs times and times more superior than Narad. Narad has not so much fortunate to tell Krishna, my dear son, my dear friend, my dear beloved. He will have to do austerities. And he is playing in the godi of Krishna, Mother Yashoda. So, in Braj there is opulence, but opulence is covered by sweet pastimes. Then, oh Krishna, become more, is it? At least 7 years is. And then Gargacharya came. Why he came? He was sent by Vasudeva Maharaj. Oh, my children are there. You should go. And you should do Namkaran. And he came. Satmase ki panch samasya hai na namkaran. So he came. Nand Baba, he told that I will not do this festival in open way. In very hide way, hidden way I will do. And then Nand Baba told that then better we should go to Brahman Ghat in my Goshala. Kaushet, you should come. And he took Mother Yashoda, Krishna, Roni Mother, and Baladev. And himself only. No one knew this fact. And they went in Gaushala. And there, he meditated and saw. And he also saw this thing. And he knew he was the best astrologer at that time. Garga Sanghita is made by him. And he knew that, he is himself Lords of Lords, Supreme Personality of Lord. And he is very attractive, so his name should be Krishna. In past times also he had taken birth as Sukla Raktas Tatha Pita Idanin Krishna Tangata. He has become golden collar in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes he has become in reddish in Tritaju, in Satyajug, Sukla Varna. Now he has Krishna. And he kept the name of Krishna. And then Balaram. Oh, Balaram. He's so powerful. He's like Guru. Having so much weight. And he can give Krishna. And always, everywhere he is. In the soul, in the heart of all. So by Ramaniya, he became Ram. So Balaram or Ram, he kept name. Very secretly and went away. He could not tell that this is shame. He told that sometimes he takes birth in adjacent. He told that. But immediately, human pastimes. Krishna is doing gradually these things. Sometimes, now he became some bigger one. Once, on the day of his birthday, Mother Yashoda told, bring a calf, very little. very beautiful. And Krishna saw, very beautiful. He has some friendship with that cow. He took his neck in his lap and he was dragging. But he knew what the calf was doing. Oh, like this. I will not go. And he was dragging. Anyhow, he was bringing. But when he entered the courtyard of Mother Yashoda, he said that something hanging. Oh, what thing?
Butter.
Butter was. And at once, some water came in the mouth of Krishna. And he wanted to take it. He forget that Mother has told me to bring this. And she kept this cough there. And he wanted to, and today. But when he was taking the butter from upside, at once run away. And now he was hanging. For Maya, 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 Maya. For Mother Yashoda heard the weeping Krishna. And she came and, why he hanging?
Thorns.
You know, in Braja, everywhere, they cut thorns and they drawing their heap of them. And so beautiful, any flower was there, belly, chameli or anything, under these heaps. Krishna was very tricky and he became very greedy to take it. Anyhow, Baldev and they both, anyhow, by some bamboo stick, they took up and Krishna anyhow entered. And he was taking flower. In the meantime, all went down. And Krishna was totally covered with and Mother, Maya, 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 he began to cry. And then Mother Yashoda came with a stick in his, you naughty boy, why you are here? So in this way, sometimes very big, big bulls, you know, bold Indian bulls, having so much horns, very dangerous. If he will do, time also, so sometimes, playing with the horns of dead bulls, and they are very calm and quiet, doing nothing. And if anyone will go, what they will do? They will take and sometimes playing with snakes, very poisonous snakes. Mother Yashoda saw and began to be, like Garud, Garud, come on, and save my boy. Or sometimes, keeping his hands in the dogs. And dogs were playing with Krishna. Like sometimes I have seen, dogs very faithful. And they play with boys like these. So doing so many things. Sometimes, what doing? Baldev and Krishna are naked. Only of 2 years or 1 year. Yes. Some gopis took part of, took the side of Krishna. And some became in the side of my Krishna is so powerful. Very strong. He can defeat Baldev. And some are telling, Baldev is so more powerful. He can defeat Krishna. I will give a laddu to you if you can defeat him. And that party told that, I will give a laddu to you if you will defeat. And then they become like this and restless like doing. So all are happy. For this, all the Brajavasis used to come in the house of, courtyard of Nand Baba daily, thousand and thousand, to see this. Krishna became more bigger. What became? Once, a fruit seller lady of Mathura, she was very attracted to Krishna. Because she heard glorifying any Brajavasi or anyone, Mathura Vasi. Anyone went to Gokul. And she saw beautiful Krishna, very beautiful, charming. And she came and told the same thing to that fruit seller lady. She wanted to take the darshan of that new baby. She took so many fruits in his basket. And then she went in Gokul. And nearby the palatial building of Nanda Baba, from outside, she was shouting, follow, follow, follow. What meaning? Take food, like, as they do. Fall, fall. Some, like this, and this, or she was shouting here. When the boys will hear, or with greed, or they will come to take, and they will pursue their father and mother, or that you should take the fruits. So she was doing. Whole day she was doing moving around the palatial window of Nanda Baba. But today Krishna not coming. Sometimes sleeping, sometimes in the lap of mother taking milk, sometimes sleeping. So she could. She did it 3 days, 4 days, but Krishna was never gave darshan. To have the darshan, it is not so easy. So she made up her mind, today I must take darshan of Krishna. She took so many fruits and came again. And what doing? Fruit low. Oh, fallo, fallo, fallo. And instead of that, Govindalo, Damodarlo, Madholo, Govindadamo, Dharma. Make a song. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Bo. Jai Jai. Oh, they go to let. Oh, you are God. Otherwise, give up my life there. Or anyhow, I must have a darshan of this baby. I will let without very hard. And dancing Krishna came there out of his door. And she was sitting there, keeping her basket full of so many sweet mangoes, kadamba, pool, guava, anger, banana, so. And Krishna wanted. I'm giving you all. But only 2, 3. And he was requesting, give me fruits. And she forgot to everything. And in this way Krishna took her heart. And she was only looking after the face of Krishna. Anyhow, Krishna told, give me very sweet voice of Krishna. She awakened. I can give you fruits, but there is one condition. That you should tell me mother and be seated in my lap. Krishna saw, is there anyone here? Because if I'm sitting and telling her mother, then all will laugh. So he was hesitating. He saw that there is no one to see. And very he sat at once in her lap. First time, she took the heart of totally Krishna. And she gave some fruits. But how much she can give? Because his hands were very small. Anyhow, Krishna did like this, and so many fruits like banana or guava or mango, some he gave in his heart. And Krishna, oh, doing like this, sometimes here and sometimes to our mother. And he ran away quickly to mother and gave to mother. Oh, from where you have brought? And she began to distribute. Oh, there were hundreds and thousands of gopi. She was distributing, but they were not finishing. Oh, gradually increasing. And very sweet, very tasteful and very sweet fragrance coming. What became of this lady, fruit seller? She was sitting and sitting because no heart was there. So after some hours, any Brajavasi came. What doing here? And he did so. Second. And then he saw it. Anyhow, she took his basket on her head. But what? Keeping Krishna in his heart, in her heart. When she came, oh, near Jamuna. Oh, it seemed that it was so heavy, his bucket. So she kept again in the ground and saw it was full of jewels, diamonds and so many things. But now she was detached. Oh, she was like mad. She took that basket of diamonds and jewels and throat out in the Jamuna. And where she went and what became, no one knows. What became? Oh, anyone having seen Krishna in such a way, they must be mad of Krishna. Perhaps she forget her husbands, her relatives, anything, all attachment came. Where Krishna will come, all bad things will go. Now she became mad totally in the love and affection of Krishna, weeping and weeping. She left her body. And if Putana can have all this motherly heart, and what she, with affection, Krishna sat on the lap and told, "Mother, mother, oh, I think that she will be any never of Mother Yashoda. Always having so much love. So if you want, you can remember Krishna in this." So telling this, Sukhdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was weeping. Oh, can I be the food dust of this fruit seller? Like this. Oh, please Prabhu, you should tell another very powerful and this sweet pastimes of Krishna. And what Krishna doing? He again started. What? Any other leela of Krishna. Why Krishna was stealing butters from here and there? Can you tell? Oh, you can tell. Why he was going to other's house and stealing butter with, oh, naked boys with his counsels here and there? Why doing?
So many techniques to steal butter. And what happens sometimes? He goes in the house of one gopi to steal some butter, and she catches him red-handed. And when she catches him, and he says, "Why are you doing like that to me?" And the gopi says, "Yes, now I've caught you, because you say you don't steal butter, but now I have caught you red-handed." He said, "Wait a minute, but why are you doing that? This is my mom. Am I not in my own house, stealing my butter? I thought this is my own house." And then she laughs, and as soon as she laughs, he slides away from there. And another time, when another gopi, she touches Krishna, and this time what he's doing? He's already having his hand in the pot of butter, and so much butter around his mouth. So she says, now you cannot say that I don't steal butter. Your hand is there in the butter, and there's so much butter around your mouth. And he says, no, I'm not stealing butter. Then why your hair and why your hand is in the pot? Because I am looking for my little calf. Oh, you're looking for your calf. So your calf is that small that he will fit in this pot. You don't believe me? I'll show you. And then he puts his hand in the pot and then goes like this in the pot and then takes out a small calf, the toy calf, which Nanda Baba has given. So, in so many ways, Krishna, one after another, he goes and steals butter from
the... Oh, thank you. Oh, another. Very interesting. You should all be ready to tell one sweet pastimes.
On another day, Krishna was in the house of one gopi, and very carefully he came there to the butter pot. But this gopi was very, very intelligent. She made one trick, one plan to catch Krishna. What did she do? She took so many bells and put them. If Krishna will come there to take the yogurt, then the bells will ring and then she'll know Krishna's in my house stealing and she can catch him like a burglar alarm. So Krishna came there and he saw the bells and he went to take. Oh, the bells will ring. So Krishna talked to the bells. Shh! Don't ring! Don't ring! Because there everything has some life. Don't ring. So then Krishna, he put his hand inside and now he's taking the butter out from the pot and he's so happy. Oh, the bells are not ringing. Very good. Oh, then Krishna, he's eating. All of a sudden, bells, ding. What are you doing? I told you not to ring. And the bells said, what can we do? This is our habit. When you're taking it, if you offer anything to Krishna, then you have to. Oh, in this way, any gopi comes and catches Krishna. Again and again. Sometimes they catch him with a hand inside the pot. Oh, you're stealing. Oh, I'm not stealing. Then why do you have your hand in my yogurt pot? My mother gave me so many golden ornaments and bracelets, and they're very, very hot. And yogurt is very cool, so I keep my hand inside to cool down my hand. Really? Then why do you have makan all around your mouth? You don't know? Some monkeys came here, and they were taken, and I came to protect your butter. And I went to grab them, and as they were running away, they rubbed it on my face. In this way, the gopis are laughing, and quickly, Krishna runs away from there.
Thank you.
Another time, one of the gopis caught Krishna red-handed and actually grabbed onto his hand. She thought, oh, now Mother Yasoda never believes me when I tell her that Krishna is stealing my butter. This time, I will take Krishna's hand and bring him to Mother Yasoda's house, holding his hand and showing her, yes, I caught him. So she covered Krishna with a cloth and took him to Mother Yasoda's house. And she said, now I know that she took off the cloth, and there was her own son, not Krishna at all. And Krishna came out from his room, rubbing his eyes as though he'd just been sleeping and asking what's going on. So Krishna is always a magician to give pleasure to all the gopis. Actually, they're not stealing butter. He's not stealing butter. Everything already belongs to him. But it's no fun just to say that everything is mine. So to steal gives him enjoyment and gives all of his devotees enjoyment. Actually, he's not.
Do you remember? Thank you. Yes?
Oh, so Krishna said, now he's unjustly accusing me of stealing butter. Now I'll definitely go to your house and steal butter.
Yeah. You, one. You should telling and love some, otherwise how all will love? Smile and then tell. Like Krishna.
One gopi was thinking, oh, Krishna is so naughty, he's always stealing my butter. She said, but today he won't steal my butter. So she hung her butter up in a corner, very high. But she had to go out to do something in the market. So she told her husband, oh, you watch this butter. Make sure Kanaya does not come and steal this butter. So he's standing there watching. His wife went out. But he's getting very sleepy. So he's nodding, and he's falling asleep. So he decides to push his bed up against the door. He says, oh, if Krishna comes, he will not be able to get through this door because my bed is here. Underneath the bed and comes up and climbs up on top of the bed and taking butter like this. And he's eating and eating and enjoying so much. Very, very quiet. And then he takes some butter and he wipes it on the mouth of that man. So then the gopi crawls underneath the bed and leaves. So that gopi, she comes home and she looks at her husband's face and says, oh, what are you doing? I told you to guard the butter, not eat the butter. And he's like, what? So Krishna is so tricky. He's going from house to house, stealing love and affection in the hearts of all the Krishnavasis.
There you go. You? Do you remember anything more? No. You remember? Yes, Vichitri. Oh, you should do.
Oh.
Better stand up.
There was one gopi. He's not coming in my house today. So she was guarding the door. Krishna's saying, I want her fire. So a cow was there and had been milked. So what did Krishna do? He went and he untied the cow's calf and he pushed the calf towards the mother cow. And the calf starts drinking. And then Krishna goes to the gopi and says, look at your calf got loose and it's drinking all the milk. You could have gone save your milk. So that gopi, she runs up to pull the calf away. Krishna runs in the house and gets her butter.
Any more?
Actually, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained that Krishna, he expanded himself in many forms to go to all gopis' houses and steal the butter. So when he gets caught and they say, you are a thief, he says, no, I am not a thief. But since you have accused me of being a thief, I am going to steal your heart and also I am going to steal the heart and everything of your young daughters.
Oh, remember always, there should be no opulence. Why you explained opulence?
He's going everywhere and stealing water.
Don't explain opulence in the pastimes of Brijendranandan. Otherwise it will be. Oh, Krishna once entered any house, only pastimes.
So once Krishna entered stealing water, wherever he could not get good butter, then what he did? He used to pinch the small kids of the gopis. Why? So that Krishna used to go and like Lolita, Nisaka, etc. Krishna is warning them, be ready, now another pastime is coming. We have to journey our pastimes. Krishna wants to remind that thing to them. So wherever get that good butter or butter is not sweet, then he used to go there and slightly enter in the house and
so thousands and thousands of so many things Krishna doing. All the gopis are coming to Mother Yashoda. They are thinking Mother Yashoda is not so much fortunate to hear all these things. He is doing everything in our houses. So, in any way, by trickly, they are telling to Mother Yashoda, oh, you are not so fortunate that we are. Oh, Krishna, oh, in so many means comes to us, but you don't know. So, Krishna did something. What he did? Yashoda mother has kept something. Oh, not this. Then she thought, why Krishna, my baby, is not taking abundant of milk, butter and everything in my house? More than anyone. I have how many cows? Oh, lakhs and lakhs. About?
9 lakhs.
I have. And all the cows very, very pavitra. And their milk very pregnant. And very sweet. But even Krishna does not satisfy it. And he goes to other gopis' house. It seems that their butter is so tasteful and sweet. And my milk and all other things, oh, because all maid servants do, so it is not so sweet like them. So I should, what I should do? I should milk myself from Padma Gandha, Kalindi and other cows. And I should make a yogurt myself. And then I should
turn
yogurt. And then Krishna will surely take it. And he will not go here and there. So for this naughty boy, I should do this to control. So he should not go here and there. And even he is doing so, then I must chastise. Thinking this, oh, what she did at that evening, oh, next day was some festival, Deep Malika, Deepavali, you know, in India, it is very important. All, whether poor or rich men, they make thousands and thousands of Deepamala with ghee. And they put it everywhere. By this whole atmosphere becomes so pure and very good. What scenery becomes. She told all her maid servant, now you can go for Deepavali. Today is leave for you. And after that day, oh, Govardhan festival will be done. So you can go for 2 days. I will do myself everything. Also mother, Rani, she went to the house of Upananda Maharaj, the elder brother of Nanda Baba. And she with Baladev was there. And here, oh, she made yogurt. Very tasteful. Oh, like radish. Oh, so much malai was there. Malai, you know? And in a very big pot, she kept the manthan danda, charding stick. There was a pillar, big pillar. And in pillar, she wrapped that rope, and she gave it to his manthan danda, and she began to, in the very morning at 4, remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. You know, Krishna is how beautiful? So mother must be beautiful. If mother is not so beautiful, his son will be ugly like mother. Beautiful like mother. So Krishna was very beautiful, so you can understand, you can imagine how his mother should be beautiful. How? Oh, this was very, what? Chauda. Oh, breasts. Very. And his weight. Oh, very thin. Like, if she comes like this, it seems that it will be broken from there, threefolding like this. And her garment, oh, like chunari, chundari. What chundari? One lahanga, this lahanga. And after that, this watch. Yes. And her beauty, very sweet beauty, was smiling and coming through the very fine clothes, peeping like, peeping like that. And she was churning. What doing? Remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. By churning, sweats like pearls were coming from here and there. So more beauty was coming from wetted cloths. So beautiful. Everywhere. Pearls like sweets coming. And she was totally closing her eyes and doing what? What Krishna has done here, there. And totally observed. Her sound was so sweet. You can imagine from Krishna. Krishna said this, more than his bansi floats, he can attract by his sound, very sweet sound, to anyone. Only there is some place of udaharan.
Example.
What? Oh, Radhika. Radhika, this tune is more. Krishna can go up to Sare Ga Ma Pa. And Radhika, what can do? Pa Dha Ni Sa Ni Dha Pa. Like this. So, when Sri Radhika sings in this tune, what becomes? Murchana and all others. Krishna becomes, oh, Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. So, if from where Krishna has received all these things. Oh, from mother. She used to make new songs in moment and can sing in so sweet way. Like he made a song today and he sang. And mother Yashoda, more than thee. And gopis all, Tunga Vidya and all, very, very expert in this art. So Yashoda mother was singing. Her thing, this. Bank? Oh, we're sounding like kartal. Tun tun. And what? The yogurt, when she was doing so, churning. Then sound coming, like mridang's left side. Dhik, dhik, tan. No? Fie on them, who don't do bhajan of Krishna. So this, dhik, dhik. Fine on them, fine on them. And this tan to them who are not doing bhajan of Krishna. So, like this. And she was observed. And doing Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti. Krishna, what? Oh, Krishna, forget that he was Brahma, Parabrahma. Perhaps Yogmaya kicked her, that Parabrahma bow. Totally. And he was sleeping. But, oh, in sleeping, he felt some hungry. Oh. And he began to wait for mother best milk. Oh, very loudly. More louder, because this is the weapon of children. If they want anything, they weep. More louder, 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 most loud. But Yashoda, what doing? She was totally observed. Govinda Damo Dharma Dhaveti.
Govinda Namo.
You can think one thing. Remember that where is Krishna Kirtan? In the guidance of a high class of Rashik Tattvajna Vaishnava. Then Krishna must be there. Anyhow, not only by one, oh, like lakhs and lakhs forms he will be. So Krishna was sleeping, but when she was singing, oh, Krishna must be there. So he was waiting to come. And mother, where? Mother searching. But mother was not there, mother was there singing. So Krishna again began to weep louder. Let him weeping. Tomorrow, we will. We will bring Krishna to mother and what became tomorrow. Gaur Pramananda.